Iwan Dav, Samach Beis, Omid Beis. Omar Rav, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. We're going to speak about different types of Sheamus, and even though they were more or less similar, but one Oif was Tomei and one Oif was Toyer, and Chazal give us Eifanim how to remember which one is Tomei and which one is Toyer. Omar Rav, Shavar and Darpato Shori. That was the name of the Oif. Pirus and Darpato also. The Simonech, you want to remember which one is also Pirus Rishia. So Rashi says, Shavar and Darpato, Shem Ha'if, Pirus Rishia, Shem Odom. Shayamurzik Rosho Be'enei. So in Be'enei Chazali was a Roshe. So Memele, so if you want to remember, the Oif that's called Pirus and the Parto is Tomei. Omar Rav Hunye, Bunye Shori, Parva Oser, Resimonech Parvo Amgusha. So Rashi says, Parvo Amgusha, Shem Machashev. This person, Parve, he was a Machashev, who also Lishkas Beis HaParve, B'Meseches Yume. The Meiri in Meseches Yume says that he was a Machashev, but he laid a Dechuve. So that's what he built, the Beis HaParve, the Beis HaMikdash was after he did Tshuve. Perhaps they called it Beis HaParve to be Ma'ira the Olam, that you could be an Amgushin, from the Me'ashpa Yishorim Evya in Leshivim Nedivim Diveyamai, that he could be a Bechina of a Mechashev, and he could be Zeicher to build the Beis HaParve. Omar Rav Pope, Mardu Zogid Va'ochul Shorim. This is again a name of a oif. It seems it stands and eats shori sogid vochel also. V'simonech leisishtachve le'elacher. So remember ishtachavoy is also. So remember the oif that's sogid that's mishtachve is also. Omar Shmuel shasya chamra asiro. V'simonech Shisuye Yayin Psulim Lavoida. Va'omar Shmuel Mizgo Chamro Asiro Bas Mizgo Chamro Shari. Again, these are names. V'simonech, you want to remember which Oif is Toyer, which Oif is Tomei. Yofe Koyach HaBen Mikoyach HaOf. Zatrashi Bas Mizgo Chamro Zeshmo. Yofe koyech aben kolochi beper kolonishboim bishvuis, that boligvois me nichse yisaimim. So if the malve is goyve from the yisaimim, even though he has a star, he's machuyev to swear. But the bonim that are goyve from nichse yisaimim, they don't have to swear. Omar Rav Yehuda Shakitno. Shakitno is a type of an oif. Mratzi Rashi, Shakitno, Shem Ha'oif, V'yesh Bahem, Shnei Minim. In this oif, there are two minim. Oisom Sheshekeim Arukim, they have long Shekeim, V'gufoi Odom Shori. So Shakitno, Arichi Shoke V'sumke, if it has long Shekeim, and it is red, Isharia. V'simonech, if you want to remember, Murzema. So Rashi says, Murzema, Shem Oif, Shayim Murzik Lam B'toyer, and it's similar to the Shakitna, B'shayka Baruchim, B'gufa Yodayim. So you just remember the Shakitna that is similar to a Murzema, is toyer, like a Murzema is toyer. Gutzi, what if it has short feet? וסומקי אסירי. אין אלי זוסה. וסימונך נונוס פוסל. היבוידה, a midget is פוסל, so this is short feet, so you can remember it in this way. אריקי שקי וירויקי. What if it has long feet, but it is not red, it is yellow or green? Asiri, then it is also v'simonech, so we are giving simonim, this is like all one mean, it seems, but there are different types in each mean, others are tomin, others are tomin, v'simonech, yiroikin psulim. Yiroikin psulim, so as she says, gabi nechmeru me'eot nan lo b'masnis. Amar Rav Yehuda Sholoch Zeh HaShoyle Dogim Min Hayom. Sholoch is HaShoyle Dogim Min Hayom. So Rashi says, Zeh HaShoyle Dogim Min Hayom. Inu Avi B'Kiyabei. They were Boki in this Oif with the Sholoch. Buhu Oirev Amai. The Sabach says it doesn't live in the water, it doesn't, because then it's, then it would have different halachas. It's so, but al kaponim, it's misparnis from the dogim shebiyam. Duchifas, what is the taich duchifas? What kind of a oif is this? Shahoidoi kofus. That the hoid, the kabaltoi, the keser, that this oif has, it's a very nice picture in the art scroll, that you see how the hoid is when it is not folded up, and when it is folded up, that means that shahoidai kofus, so Rashi says, karbaltai ovo, he has a very, has a thick karbaltai, which this is like a head dressing. Vidoime kimi shekfula lesoicha roish. And it looks like it's folded up in the lesoicha roish. Kfusa shaman, it's tied there. Puwaif godl ketarmago vakoirin loi puwan shlavia. So this is from the Yitzhak Seifes. Tanya nami hochi duchifas shahidai kofus. Bizeu shehevi shomer lebeis hamikdash. Bizeu shehevi shomer lemikdash. How do we know? Do nager ture metargaminale. That means the targum of duchifas says, this duchifas is nager ture. Nager ture, literally translated, means this is the one that, bores holes in the mountains. Tanagoilabola, and this is there's another name for it. This is called Tanagoilabola. Begitten bepeg mishachsim eforish my ovid bay the menager bay turay. What does he do that we call him? He bores. He splits mountains. The Gemara says, because he brought the Shomer LeMikdash. That means he had a contact with the Shomer. So whenever it was convenient for this oif to split, like a split in a mountain, he would do it. So Kaponim, that's why he transports the Shomer. So Memele, that's his name. So his name is very Nagor Ture. This is the one that helps split mountains. Rabbi Yochanan, ki habechazi shalach. Before we said already, the shalach is zeh shayle dogim min hayom. Omar, so he said this pasuk, mishpotecho tahim rabba. Yavachosi namolo, when he saw namolo, Omar, tzidkoscho kahar rekel. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi will have it to pshotim. Tzidkoscho kahar rekel. ואפילו נמולו איסלי חיוסו כגדולו. It means that, there are big bryas that Rabbeinu Shalom created. There's minute bryas that Rabbeinu Shalom created, and the molas from the very small nivroim. And the chiyus that an amola is equivalent to the chiyus that a large nivra has. So memela, that means even though it's small, the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzdadik with an amola that he has. A complete chiyus like any other nivra has. Tzidkosra ka'arere keil. The amount of tzedakah that Rabbeinu Shalom does is like a mountain range. Mishpatecha af b'tahim rabba, and your mishpat is nimshach till the tahim rabba. Shezimanta shaloch, you were making a shaloch. Lishpoit v'lasais nikmoscha b'tgas hayom, lohamis hamizumonim lomus. That means your mishpat is nimshach even in the tahim rabba. You have shluchim to go into the tahim and to be memis dogim hamazumanim lamos. This is the midas hamishpat goes till the tahim. There's a shlichus, that means whatever happens in Tatahim is with Ashgoche, and she's a manta shalach lishpait velasis nikmosa. You created the shalach to feel duch your mishpat, loshen meiri. So that's one pshat. Lishna achine lenamolo eimer tzikoscha karekel. That is a gewaldic tzedakah, that the nemola has no problem in getting its mezainis. V'mi sha'ata nishpat, but someone that you do Rabbeinu Shalom mishpats and that he's not zeiche to have his mizaynis should be mechonim loy, is ata donai ata him rabba, kegoin shalach shetereyach levakesh sham mizaynaysav. That means there are two extremes. If there is, if the midrash mishpat is mechayev, that one should be a mevakesh al mizaynaysav, so the mechayev could be a tremendous tichet to go to the tahim. And if there's Amidus HaTzedek, so then it's Tzidkoscha Karekel, that Rabbeinu Shalom is Mazmin from the Mola, the Mezoinis, Belishum Tircha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar HaMeimer, Likni ובטני שריון, שקנוי ובטנוי, so these are different שמות of אופס, שקנוי ובטנוי, depends. מוקים שנוגו לאכול, if the minhag המוקים is, that they eat it, אוכלים. מוקו שנוגו שלא לאכול, אין אוכלים. The minhag is not to eat it, so you're not allowed to eat it. Like the Gemara Otto b'minhoget al yemilse, that a minig will decide if you're allowed to eat it, if you're not allowed to eat it. So Moses says in b'voloi kasha ho ba'asche d'shrichi peres vosniye, a place where shriach peres vosniye, ho ba'asche d'shrichi peres vosniye. Let us see Rashi. Likni batni shori shaknoi batnoi mokim shenog. The shrichi shoroinum shahurzaku sham peres bosnia. We saw in this mokim, the Maram Shiv says that means this mokim is somoch lemidbar. He said that a peres vaznia is, they don't come out to the yishuv. The lesson of a yishuv, that's a yishuv that is taken far away from the midbar. But these mekayme shereinum shehuzdiku sham peres vaznia. In this mokim we saw shehuzdiku sham peres vaznia, asiri. So then there also, dani nami, bechad simin also, vishemo miminom hein, that means, maybe it's the mean, let's say, for all practical purposes, it's ene deiris. So it could be, it's a znio, or it could be it's not a znio. So, since in that mokim is susikisham peres vozniyem, so it's also, daninami bachat simme also b'shemo miminone, maybe this is also a mean peres vozniyem. Ba'asro deloy shchichi peres vozniyem, but a place where it's not shchich peres vozniyem, shori. Domistome loymer zakinelu loy shchichi b'yishu. Let us see Taisis, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Hoba asre de shrichi peres vosnia. Peres akuntris, hoba asre de shrichi chashinam, mishum de domu le peres vosnia, shemaminamu. Koshe de imkein bachol duchti litzeru. So Taisis amerdike kash. Taisis understood. And that we're talking about a certain mean oif. Shaknoi ubitnoi. It's a certain mean oif. So it says, are you allowed to eat it? Not you allowed to eat it? It depends which city you're in. If you're in a city that it's hursig by peres vosnia, not allowed to eat it. If it's a city that's lehursig by, you're allowed to eat it. So it's pile ployim. This oif is one mean. The if you're chayish, that in a city that is a peres vosnia, and this is also in the, so Memela, so I assume that this is from the Peres Vosnia family. It has one simon, it's Ene Deiris, and so you find it in a different city, so it changed its mean, it's the same mean. So how could it be a Peladike Kash and Rashi? How could it be in one city? The cities that are near the Midbar, it's also the cities that are near, but away from the Midbar, we don't have a Peres Vosnia, so it's Mutter. The Tveres Yaakov wants to fend for Rashi. He wants to say that in these two cities, they're two different birds, Bemison. If you have a good Tveres Ayin, you could tell the difference. But you have to be a shtickle bucky to differentiate the Shaknoi in one city and the Shaknoi in another city. So if you don't have a Tveres Ayin, so that means like this, the oif that is a mean peres vosnia, you'll only find this oif in mokim that samach lamidbar, because a peres vosnia is only close to a midbar. So if I find this in a different city, this is not the oif that's a peres, they look similar, but if you have a betvius ayin, you'll be able to differentiate that it's not the same mean, it's the same name, but it's two different meaning. So memele, so where you see it, that is a simon, what it is, tak. If you're not bucky in the, you only have a tvius ayin, they can clearly differentiate between these two, you'll know in which city you see it, you can figure out if it's a peres vosnia or not. That's how the Tveres Yaakov wants to fend for Rashi. But Isis does not like this. Ela nir leforish, devadei lav miminayu heim. It's not a mean peres vosnia anywhere. Ela ba'asra de shrichi chayshinen mishum de domo le peres vosnia. Mechalfo bem. That means it's halachically it's not a peres vosnia, but it looks a little bit like a peres vosnia. So if you'll be matter these oifes in a place where peres vosnia is roaming, some mail you come to eat a peres vosnia also. So in that place they ask it. Aber bei Asre de Leuschrichi, since in Yesod de Nara Peres was nie, is like a Lameches Lamidi Vishoris. It didn't make any Gzeire. Why should they make a Gzeire? Because in this Mokim, there's no Peres was nie. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye. Kui bekakui asiri. Kakuoso sharye. Bemarove malki elavi. They hold this kakuoso, that in Bovel they were matter. They held that it's a noiftomi bekoru lo tachboso. Toner Rambonon. Tinshomes boves sheba oifes. Now we'll see there are two mahalchim in Rashi. What this tinshomes is, if tinshomes is an owl, a type of an owl, or the tinshomes is a bat. We'll see later the Rashi means down to lishainis. And from all the oifes, it's the most oif that's mo'us. It's very mo'us. If it's an owl, I think the Sichas Chulin says, because you see it at night and it makes noises and you have eyes staring at you, it's very, it's a oif mo'us. If it's a bat, it's, well, we understand better, but it's mo'us. Ata imer bovish sheba oifeis. Ayene ela bovish sheba shrotzim. Maybe this tinshom, there's a sheretz that's also called tinshomes, which is a mole. So maybe, how do you know that this is, maybe this tinshomes is a mole? It's bovish sheba shrotzim. Amret say ulamad mi yudgimul midis shatere nidreshes behem. Dova alomeid minyoni. Bemeh kosov medaba, ba'oifes. This tinshomes is together with all the yutas oifes. Avkan ba'oifes. Tanya nami gabi shrotzim. We learned by shrotzim ki yai gavne. Tinshomes, bovesh shebe shrotzim. This is a mole. And this is bovesh shebe shrotzim. From the shrotzim it's moles. Ata imer bovish ebishrotzim, ayenel bovish ebaifis. Maybe this tinshomes is the oif tinshomes. How do you know that this is, since an oif has the same name, maybe this is the oif? Amret say lamad me yugim omidish ater nidreshes ben. Dova halomid minyone, bemeh kosu midaber, bishrotzim. Afkan bishrotzim. So this tinshomes is a mole. So let us see Rashi. Bovish ba'oifes, oif hatzoyek balayla, tsuyite balaz. So now Rashi learns that this is a type of an owl. Bovish shebishrotzim, talfe. This is a mole. Trei tinshomes ksivi, it says twice tinshomes, chad ba'ifes v'chad b'shrotzim. Dova halomid minyonoi, echod miyidgimul midisu. Let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Abaye, boves sheba'ifes kipuf, and boish shebishrotzim, Kupedoi. What does Rashi say? Kifuf Ziyate. Again, that's an owl. So Bai is saying the same thing. And then Rashi says, Velinire Shekoirin Kalbashuritz, which is a bat, Shedoime le Talfo Shebishrotzen. And it's similar to a mole, but a bat flies. Kupedoi talfe. Let us see Taisvis. Bovish sheba oifais kipuf. שלושה מיני כיפופיים, היי שהוא בובס שבאיפס זה תנשמס, כדי כמר זה תנשמס הוא בובס שבאיפס. So it seems that's a bat. That's the bovish shabayfis, like the second lotion of Rashi. Vo'oid yesh kois v'yanshuf. This is a type of an owl. The metagaminin karya viki fufa. This is also called. Vohu niyud amrinim b'mapeles. They name ilchis l'pneim kishalodom. K'mekarya viki fufa. So the Gemara says, so this is an owl. This is an owl. It's also called kifuf. Bebroches perikaroyem rinin kol minei oifesh yofim lachaloyim chutz mikarye vikifufe. So the karye vikifufe, this is the targum of kois v'yanshuf. Void yesh kifuf acher shohu chayim. This is a monkey with a tail. Tosfos is saying we have three different minim that all have the same name. Omar Rav Yehuda Koras Zu Kuk Hakuk. Koras is a pelican. The Sichas Chulin says that it's Beileya, a lot of water in the bottom beak, im harbe dogim, then it takes them into the shore and it's meki the mayim together with the dogim, and then it has a feast on the dogim. That's the kois. Then he has a problem. A yisi kekas midbar, it would seem that this oif is dor b'midbar. Racham zu sharakrak. Racham is a sharakrak. Amar Rav Yochanan lama nikra shmo racham. Why is its name Racham? Kivin shebo racham bo rachmin loylam. Now we see a racham coming, that's a simen that it's going to rain. Seems the Marsha says this is the teva of the oif, that it senses when it's going to rain and it comes. Amar Avivi Babaye, Behudi Yosef Amidi, the simen that it's going to rain, it's sitting on something. Vovin Sharakrak, and it makes this certain noise. So if we have this oif coming and doing these pulas, so we can know this is more accurate than the weather we hear. This oif can tell us that's the tchun of this oif. It knows when it's going to rain. It's mevaser rachmin. Ugmiri. So this we observed from many times that we see the seif comes and it's shrakrak and we see it rain. So we see that this oif is aware when it's going to rain and it comes and it's shrakrak. Ugmiri, this we don't have experience, but we have a Kabbalah. Yosef Aare Veshorik, if it will not be Yosef Amidi, but it's Yosef Aare Veshorik Osa Meshich, then we can be assured that Meshich is going to come. the Maharsho wants to say in Asmachta, Manovu ale horim raglei mevasa. That means if it's ale horim, it's not al midi. It's ale horim manovu ale horim raglei mevasa. So this oif is mevasa Mashiach. Shenema eshriko lehem bakapzei. So it seems Chazal darshan that when we'll have the simen from the Shrakrak, so then Bakapze. Oma le Ravade bar Shimi lemar bar Avidoi, Bohu de Yosef Bekarve, Bishorak. There was a Rocham that went to a plowed field, and he sat on the plowed field. He wasn't lo Yosef Amidi, Bishorak. Also, Golol Avseke Lemoiche. Seems it started raining, and then a type of a stone fell on top of it, and it opened up the moich and it killed it. So you see that this gemiri is not true, because there was Yosef Aara, was Yosef Bekarbe. Omalayahu baidehave. Let us see Rashi. Said Rashi, Amidi al Shem Dover. Ovid Shrakrak, Shumitzavsev, Nishma Koimer Shrakrak. It sounds like it is saying Shrakrak. Yosef Aaro, the Einoi Oimeid, Eloyoshev, Mitzavsev, Simen Besure, this is a Simen Besure, that Mashiach is going to come. Ha'aro she'ein darkei kein, where Mitzadet is that means if it's on the Yorad al Ha'oretz, that means that Klal Yisrael is in such a matzev Yorod, like Nosaf, B'lai Soisef, Linpoel, then kum besulas Yisrael. So if it's Yosef Amidi, so then it's not all the way down. So then it's only a simen that it's going to rain. But if it's Yosef Aaro, then it's mamish. That's the matzav klal Yisrael is mamish. It's yorod al haoretz. Then that's the simen Mashiach is going to come. And here there was a maise glolo even golo min amorim. So Mashiach didn't come, and this oif got killed. Badaya kamoi bado, badoi v'shakron lefichoch loko. It's very difficult to understand that an oif is a lav bal bechirin, and he wanted to do something to fool the oilo. Mashiach is going to come, and manish it. I mean, this is, I think the Maral says it was not the tchun, this was a freak type of a bird that did this. So care, since it, but it wasn't this bird. It wasn't the true racham. So I mean, Hashemayim, they wanted to make sure that people shouldn't get convinced from this anhoge that Taka Mashiach is on his way, so that's why they killed it. But this wasn't the tchune, that means the gemiri is an arochem. This is, perhaps it's a different type of a bird that has this tchune, or has a tchune that is not from the bird. That means, could be this is arochem that this is not the true tchuna of the Rocham. Amalei, Tan Rabban. Oirev, ze oirev. Oirev is an oirev. Then it says, Eskol oirev. It says, Kol oirev, so the pearl is a riboy. Mahavi oirev, Ramoki. So it's Marba Oirev Amoki. למינוי, אז כל האירב למינוי. סייב הריבוי אף כל, אמייב הריבוי אף למינוי. להווי אירב אבו בראש היוני. So now the Gemara wants to explain this memory, this baraisa. Oirev, ze oirev. This is an oirev. So that means we are differentiating between three oirevim. That is an oirev amoki, oirev abobarashayoinim, but this is an oirev. So the Gemara asks, oto kamonkoi, that means if you're telling me, differentiating, this is an Erev Stam, and this is an Erev Amoki, was the Tana holding these Oifers, that we can differentiate between them by, say, this is an Erev, and this is Erev Amoki, Oto Kamon Koi, Hela Eimo, so there's a toys in the Barais, Hela Oime Erev is a Erev Uchmo. That means Stam Erev is a black raven, וכיינו אומר, קבוצוי סוף, טלטלים, שחוירס, כאוירב. It's שוחר like an אוירב. המוקי, חברו, that there are white spots there. וכיינו אומר, ומראיו, עמוק מן האויר. כמרא חמו, המוקה מן הצל. So the חמו, when it is next to the tail, so it gives an impression that it's deeper than the tail. So memele, this oirev has white spots in it, so the white seems to be omuk from the shocher. Va'oirev habo b'rosh ha'yoinim, omar ha'pope loiteime da'osi b'resh yoini, that it leads, it's the leader for yoinim, the dummy reishay lidiyoinim. It's a different type of an oirev that his head is similar to the head of a yoinim. What does Rashi say? Hamoki v'roshe yoinim rekami beforish. Otu kamon koi kiven delimineyu Nami Oirev Kamafar Shislam. That the Lemineu is also an Oirev. But Oirev Kamo, so now you're saying this is an Oirev, and this is an Oirev, and this is an Oirev Abba Rashi Yainim. So if Lemineu is also being Marbe, a type of an Oirev, Va'oirev kamo de lo yovis be'simne, so he's saying, this is such an oirev, and what's the first oirev? He didn't give it a simen. Hainiu b'chibiyodai ayetana oichsoi, was the tana holding the oirev, umare ze oirev stam. Oyeloi loimar, if we're speaking about three different types of oirevim, oirev is oirev ploini. Chama, so Motaka says, it's a kreis, it's a chayrim, that's a black chayrim. Chama itzel tzel niris amuke, b'chein kol loven v'shocher beboso, nire ha-loven omuk, kein kach beheres lovonehi. Nire ha-loven omuk kach beheres lovonehi, beheres is a nega loven, so it looks like it's omoik minayir. Bereish yoini lifnei hayoinim. Tana rabbanim. Haneitz, ze haneitz. This is a type of a sparrow hawk, Tachsimil, Rashi, that's what they say, Zaneitz, Ashperuye. A sparrow hawk. Lemineu, Lahavi is Bas Balchiria. My Balchiria, Marabaye, Shurinke. Let us see. Balchiria, so Taisvis says Shurinke. Bahochaleka lakshuye, Otto kamon koi. The holy kama liminei zenates Loini. That means if you say different names, this is a Neitz and this is a Ba'achiri, Yishmamina Ein Lach Kori Neitz Alecha, then you don't have any problem. This is a Neitz and this has a different name. The problem before was, because an Oirev, you're differentiating between a few Oirevim, and I don't understand what you're saying. This is an Oirev and this is, so what is this? Since you're not holding it in front of me, so what is this Oirev that you're saying, Zu Oirev? Let us see Taisvis. Hanetz, ze Hanetz. Well, Taisvis says the same thing like Rashi. Hochle Yishach lemifrachotu kamon koi. The Kama Zehanetz, this is the Netz, what's the this? The Hochi Kama Zehanetz, Zeh Oise Shekaira Netz, the one that you call Netz, that's the Netz. Avol, and the Lemineu is Marbe, a different life, there's a different name. Avol El, the Oirev, Amoki, Namikori, Oirev, Shaykh Lemifus, Ma Zeh Mepur Shais Mises, what is this? This is an Oirev, and this is a Oirev Amoki. Neitz, now we're going to try to understand what we're speaking about. Pirish bekontres, ashpruyer. Ashpruyer is, they say, a sparrowhawk. V'yev shalomakein. So Taisa says you can't say it's a sparrowhawk. Da neitzu miyutas oifes, ve'einam dersem kide pirish lel, atchitas atoisvis. That the Yutas Oifis are not Toiris. The Chazina laid Ashperuyer Doris. And Ashperuyer is Doris. This you can see. Bein le perish akuntris, bein le perish rabbeinotam. This is Doris l'chol adayis. That means, according to Rashi, either he lifts it up with his foot or he holds it down. That whole thing shouldn't go into his mouth. According to the rabbeinotam, shaloichet oif oich le mechai. So Memele, so this Oif is Doiris. So can't be, the Neitz can't be, the Neitz is from the Yutas Oifis, the Yutas Oifis, Lushita, Satais, Visanatoiris. So Rashi's wrong. That means when Rashi's translating these Oifis, this is wrong. It can't be. Because I know what these Oifis are, and they can't fit into the Yutas Oifis. The Welt makes a mistake by a Nesher. Shekoirin Aiglo. They call it an eagle. The Welt says a Nesher is an eagle. The Einai. This is also a mistake. The Nesher Yeshloi Dalet Simone Tome. The Aiglo Yeshlo Etzba Yeseira. And the eagle has an Ezba Yeseira, which is one of the Simoni Taras. So it's not an eagle. It can't be an eagle because an Asher is Dalet Simoni Tumis. So what it is called by people does not necessarily mean, how it is translated by people does not necessarily mean that that's Takib Shat. The Sichas Chulin wants to, perhaps for Emfer the Welt, he wants to say that the translation of Etzba Yisera means a extra Etzba. It means extra, he means that it doesn't have any function in use. It's extra, it doesn't have any function. He says the eagle uses this Etzba, not the Cheshbon is in Minyan, it has, this is three and this is more. The cheshbon is in function and usage. All the yoifes have an etzba yisera, which is yisera. That means doesn't have any function. That's the simentara. But an eagle uses this etzba yisera to be dairis. So that's not called an etzba yisera. But he wants the fanfare. The chain omar, there are others that say the koira, the such a oif koira, who kuku belats. The einai, it's also wrong. The oisai kuku becheskas tami marzakine. We assume that it's an oif tami. The koira toyo kedamuch beg shiluach hakam. The rebeleza mechayev bishiluach bimnei shu toyo. So there's a koira is chayev bishiluach hakam. because so as you see tonight time rabbanu le pligi elami made the ravitz al bayim sheini shalai ravitz and someone else's bayim, so therefore there's no din of shiluach hakan abul kulei maidu the gufay toil. Let us see further. Ama Rav Yehuda HaChaside Ama Rav Yehuda HaChaside Zu daya levona. So they say, achside, this is historic. Lama nikra shma chasida, sha'ise chasides mchavreiseo. And it does chasides mchavreiseo, so they bring down from the Chedush Yerim that, so why is it a noiftome if it does chasides? Because it's only, it's a partisan, only does mchavreiseo. Hanafa zu daya ragzonis, and this is a heron. Lama nikra shma anafe. So there's a girsa from the Bach that shema anefes im chavreisel. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi chesidais. Mechalekes mizaynei sel. Shem'anefes kamei hisanef bi. So memele, this is, that's this oath.